Hello, and welcome to Misty Mountain Legends. I'm Luke Kimbrough.
And I'm Anna Kimbrough.
And we are here to play some Dungeons & Dragons today. If you want to know what we're all about, what this podcast is for, what we want to do, go check out Episode 0. Or if you've already checked that out and or just want to listen to us play D&D and don't want to worry about all that, perfect. You're in the right place. So, with that, we'll go ahead and jump right into things. Let's put on our fantasy hats. Anna, do you have your fantasy hat ready?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, no. Why not?
Because I'm wearing headphones right now, and they're kind of squishing my ears because I have a weird head. So my headphones are my fantasy hat.
All right. Fair enough. They'll be mine as well. Well, let us begin. Welcome to Haldshort, a country within the land of Morrowind, known for its tactical defense in wartime. They are a civilized but poor country, having remained independent of any invaders. It is home to a lush forest and mountains that contains the headwaters to the river Wintwash, a valuable trading route for many folks coming from the Opalian Ocean. It is ruled by the good king Rulf Stonesworn, a dwarven man of kind heart but strong fists. Our story today picks up with Elaida. Elaida?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm tired. I am very tired today, as I am tired most days.
Checks out. Well, Elaida, tell us, where are you and what are you doing? And what do you look like?
Oh, lots of questions. I am an Air Genasi, which means that I have white hair and blue skin. And I kind of look like I have a breeze constantly around me. Very great for my hair modeling, which I don't do because I live in the forest alone. Well, not technically alone. I actually have a sidekick companion by the name of Lady Pentobean. She is a knight, but she is also a dog, or rather a dog with dragon wings, purple dragon wings to be more specific. And she is my little companion. And I do mean little. She's about roughly 45 pounds, give or take, depending on how much she's been munching that day. Back to me. I'm a ranger and a druid, but more ranger than druid, and I am a bit rugged. My clothes are very frayed because I live in the woods and the elements moving around. I don't really have an established place that I live. I live off of the land and only go into town when I need to, and I've become somewhat of a local... Legend seems to put me too high on the tier. I think I'm more of an unseen caretaker, if you will. I kind of take care of all of the ruffians and thugs who try to take advantage of these smaller towns who don't really have anyone to protect them. One more thing about me is that I have tattoos down both of my arms. They're a vine tattoo, and these are a very rare item that the kind DM has let me pick. This is my form of protection. These are a barrier tattoo, which means that I don't wear armor. But I have a 18 AC with these tattoos. So that's pretty cool because that is needed in my line of work.
What?
And the girl who created me, that weird one, Anna, I think is her name. Yeah, she so decided weird. That... Yeah, she, what is this? Anyway, she decided that it would make sense or rather be funny if I was illiterate in common. Part of my features, because I was able to save myself with the fact that I can read, write, and speak Sylvan because I'm a Fey Wanderer ranger, but she got away with me being illiterate in common because she thought that would make some fun quirks. I love her so much.
So much. Wonderful. Well, where are you right now?
I have been told that I am in the Mirkur Forest. Mirkur?
Yeah, that was perfect. You got it great the first time.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's where I'm chilling right now. I don't really know. I guess I'm just, is this where I normally live?
Yeah. You have a home here. What you can tell me exactly what your home looks like. Like, do you have a tree house? You just have a tent?
Were you not just listening to what I just said? Let's go back. I literally just said, did I not, that I don't have a specific place that I live. I just wander around.
Well, yeah, so it's a tent.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
it's not a treehouse. It's not fine. An established building. It's oh, this is, we're off to a great start, guys. Yeah, I live in a tent. I live in a tent with my doggin, my doggin, my doggin.
All right, perfect. That is the official race of Pinto, Doggin.
That's Doggin.
That's the type of creature she is, a Doggin.
Yeah, the word dragon and dog got combined there. So, yep, Doggin. Cool. All right, what's next?
What are you doing? What are you doing right now? Where are we finding you when this story picks up?
What time of day is it?
It's a little before lunch, so it's morning, but late morning. It is in the AM.
Okay, I am on a tree branch, laying on my back, and I'm supposed to be watching the road for anyone coming by, but it's been a really quiet week, and not much has been happening. You know, I'm on the lookout for potential threats, but not really. And I'm laying on this wide tree branch and tossing a ball up in the air above me, and Pinto, my doggin, is dashing back and forth with her wings, catching the ball and then dropping it back into my hand.
So she's flying above you, just like catching it as you chuck it up.
I'm laying on my back, throwing it up to her, and she's flying above me. Yes.
Perfect. I love it. So, you lay there tossing this ball to Lady Pinto Bean. She's going back and forth, going, catching it in her jowls and her mouth and quickly dropping it back to you, waiting for you to throw it back up into the air again.
Mm-hmm.
Quite excitedly. I need you to go ahead and just give me a straight perception check. Let's just get into this. First roll.
Okay, wow. First roll. Let's see. Oh, boy. That is a 2. that is a 2, but my perception is a +8, so that's a 10, right in the middle of the road.
A 10, perfect. You're very distracted by Pinto. She's flying around. Her wings are kind of blowing the wind past your ears, so you don't quite hear this until it's right on you. You hear it when they're about 20 feet away. Sound of horses galloping hard down this road that you're supposed to be watching. You can see them. They're riding hard, dressed in this regal sort of cloth and covering that covers all of the horses' bodies to signify that these are knighted horses, or horses that belong to the knights of the king. And on the back of these horses are knights wearing the insignia of the good king, Rolf Stonesworn, which is simply a broken hammer with an open palm behind it. That is the symbol you've recognized every time you've seen any of the king's knights, or any just flags in any establishment that supports the king. These knights are riding hard. They're pushing their horses to the very limit, riding as quickly as they can, into your forest. What do you do? They're basically right below you, so you only have a very short amount of time to do anything if you want to do anything.
I'm going to stand up and crouch on my branch and be ready, but I'm not gonna like interrupt them. I'm gonna see if they go past me, and then I might follow them.
All right. They do, in fact, breeze past you, going underneath this branch. None of them appear to have noticed you. But they ride hard and quick. And as you watch them going down the road, they quickly kind of slow down and veer off into the forest. Not following the road anymore.
Okay.
Now, and then you lose sight of them.
Is there any reason that I would be suspicious of them? Or do I just kind of let them do their thing and I do my own thing and we really just don't interact? Or am I on good terms with the king?
You are.
I be on good terms with the king?
You are on good terms with the king. He's a very kind person. You know him. You don't care much for the royal courts, I don't imagine, just because of your personality.
Yeah.
But you have no reason to be concerned or weirded out, but it is strange that they're riding into the forest. Normally, the knights don't ever do that. They don't bother going into the forest.
Okay, so I'm going to follow them.
All right.
And I am going to burn a spell slot and use Pass Without a Trace.
Ooh.
To cover me and Pinto.
Wonderful.
So that gives us both a plus 10 to our stealth checks.
That is pretty good. My gosh, having plus 10 is makes it difficult to fail. Cool. Well, Lady Pantobine turns to you and says, "What do you think they're doing?"
Well, I don't think they're out to lunch.
No, I don't think so. Do you want to go investigate?
My back really hurts. But yeah, I guess we probably should go check it out, because what are they doing here? And they also looked like they were really intent on something, which means that there's something up. And do I want to have to deal with it? Probably not. But may there be some gold in it? Maybe. And we're running kind of low. So,
yeah, it has been a while since you got me any, how can I say this lightly? Good food?
What? Excuse me, ma'am. Did we not have, what was it that we had last night? Some fowl that I caught? Like some...
Yeah, it was
peasant. Yeah. Peasant?
A peasant? We didn't eat a person.
Peasant. It was a peasant. It was a
peasant. Yes.
Plot twist.
Elena's a cannibal.
Whoops.
Pinto looks at you and kind of rolls her eyes and says, "There's not a whole lot of meat on a pheasant. How is there?"
There is multiple.
Yeah, multiple. I want something bigger. Like maybe some beef.
Wow, okay. That is expensive taste, ma'am. You are a dog. Why are you being so picky? You know that we have to live off the land. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you go make some money for a change? I do all the work around here. And
nobody's going to pay me.
What? You are a lady. You were knighted. Out of the two of us, you were the more likely to get the money.
That's not important. And she kind of just turns and says, "Are we? Let's just go. Let's just go check
this
out."
Were we not already going? I thought we were already moving.
You can't be. So the track to follow them is very easy. I mean, they're on horseback. They're moving quickly. They're following their path is very easy. But okay. If you're trying to be stealthy as you go ahead and give me a stealth check. I'll roll for Lady Pantobine.
Okay. So is it plus, let me make sure I understand the spell correctly. With Pass Without a Trace, is it plus 10 bonus to, plus 10, and I don't add my normal bonus?
You do add your normal bonus.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so that's why it's nice.
That is a 31.
Well, Lady Pinto Bean has you beat. She rolled a nat 20 for a total of 37.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, right. She's a stealthy girl. So you manage, both of you move through the forest like ghosts. Nothing notices you. You step, like, there are just animals that normally would run away at your presence, but they don't even notice you. There's birds that you could reach out and just flick them, but they look at you but don't see you, kind of stealthy. No one knows you're there. And so you follow this path. And it doesn't go very far. It only goes maybe half a mile into the forest. And it comes out to this large clearing. It's a bit of a meadow. There's wildflowers and some small shrubs. But you see the knights out in the middle of it. They've dismounted and you can hear them yelling. And as you get closer, you can hear them yelling specifically,
"Elena! Lady Elena! I request an audience with you!"
As you can see now, the individual yelling is a woman with jet black hair and dark ivory skin. She's got her helmet under her arm, and she's yelling out your name in various directions towards the forest, waiting between each shout.
Now, I don't want to ruin the great description you have set up for us here, but you did say dark ivory, and ivory is white. So I would like to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly.
Ah, yes. dark ivory, so a dark white.
She's cream.
Yo. Yeah, no, that was meant to be ebony. I got ebony. The two confused. That is okay. A DM blunder.
Okay.
Dark ebony skin tone.
Is it possible for me to stealth into the midst of this group?
Considering how stealth you are, I will say yes. But you will
Do
have
I need
to make
to roll again?
You'll need to roll again.
Okay. Let's see what I get this time. That is a nat 20. Oh my goodness, that's a nat 20. Plus 18. 38.
Wow. Cool. I rolled for Lady Pinto Bean as well. And she also, with a pass without trace, it's very easy. She got I believe that's a 28.
Okay.
Compared to their total of 16 perception.
So we will stealth into the midst of this group. And then I'm going to tap this lady on the shoulder.
All right, Batman.
And and I will dispel Pass Without a Trace because I am veiled in shadows and silence. So I will dispel that once I have tapped her on the shoulder.
All right. So you tap her and she goes, she like pulls her sword out quickly, but then realizes it's you. And she says,
You okay there?
Give me a heart attack. Where did you even come from?
You were calling for me. I thought you would, you were calling for me, and here I am. You're surprised to see me when after calling for me?
No, but I didn't expect to see you behind. And she looks to the three other knights who are kind of like also surprised, and she's like, "Did none of you see this? Did none of you see her sneak up?" And they're like,
"Aren't you supposed to serve the king? This is the best you can do."
They all kind of like look away sheepishly and kind of just like start looking around the woods, just like watch.
Yeah,
on guard.
I'm looking at Pinto like, can you believe these guys?
Pinto like just gives a little like shake, fluffing her fur out some more, being like, The woman with jet black hair straightens herself It says, hi. I'm...
Hello.
Sorry, yes? I just have to catch my breath. I'm Avira.
Avira?
Avira.
Vera.
Avira.
Avira.
Yes.
I'm Aleda.
She holds out her hand to for you to shake.
I don't shake it. I just kind of look at it and look up at her and like, what do you, what is that? I hand her, I pull out an apple from my pack and like, do you, are you hungry? Like,
no.
Okay. Here you go.
I'm good. Thank you. As she withdraws her hand, Pinto reaches up and licks it. Like, thank you. And she just wipes it off on her tunic that's covering her breastplate. I'm sorry, but I need to bring you to the king urgently. Not because you're in trouble, but we need your help.
What's happened?
It's the king's son. He's been kidnapped.
Joffrey? Taylor. No, that's the other. What is
it's Destrin.
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 The king's son. I could have sworn it was Jimothy. Is there not a Jimothy around here?
No, that's the other son.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool. And what's wrong with him? Is he going through puberty? I can't deal with that. I'm not going to be there. No.
No, that's not it at all. He's missing. He's been kidnapped.
By who?
We don't know, but we need your help.
Who would want a kid?
That's a great question, but the king wants him back. So please, quickly, come with us.
Okay, but, like, how much are you going to pay me for this?
More than you could ever need in your entire life.
Are you sure about that? Because that sounds like a lot of money.
Well, how much would you need for your entire life?
Do you really want me to sit here and calculate that out? Because I can, but it sounds like you guys are in a hurry.
We are very much... Well, the king will pay you as much as you need. Just please, come with us.
Okay, and as we're walking, I nudge Pinto, I'm like, how much do we need?
Enough to buy meat forever.
Okay. You're the one who can read common, so I'm going to need you to, like, do some math while we're walking, okay?
You can do math in Sylvan.
If you... Shh. You want your good meat, you better do it yourself, girl.
And she starts, like, doing calculations, finger quotes, in her head. They all hop back on their horses, and she reaches down and she says, do you have a horse that you can ride, or do you need to hop on?
I do not have a horse.
Then hop on quickly.
Okay. I hop on.
All right, cool. Lady Pinto Bean hops on to one of the other horses, and you're off. Very quickly, and you ride for only a few hours before arriving in the main city, the capital city of Haldshord, Beach.
Beach?
Beach.
Is that what you said?
Yes. Like going to the beach. Sandy beaches. Sandy beaches, yeah, it's a beach, but it is nowhere near a beach. Unless, you know, the beaches of the river, I guess, but is that really a beach? Like the sandy shores of a river.
That's like a bank. Like,
yeah.
That's what you would call a bank.
Yeah. So, no, but it's called beach, spelled exactly the same.
Okay. Cool. Interesting.
So you arrive there, and this city is very impressive. The walls are made of intricate stonework, and tall towers made of this equally as intricate stonework, all various shades of gray and brown, just creating this textured wall that provides incredible protection from anyone who would dare attempt to invade this city. The streets are as clean as one can be. There are There are people milling about, selling their wares, providing every sort of good and food that you can imagine. There are some delicious smelling breadsticks that someone is selling on the corner. They smell like garlic and some other spice that you can't quite place your finger on. It's rather alluring after, you know, living off of the forest for quite a long time. Lady Pinto Bean sniffs and starts to flap her wings as if she's about to start flapping off the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at you, like, kind of giving you the look of, should we stop and get some?
Well, we're stuck on horses right now that we are not controlling, if I am understanding correctly.
Correct. You're not controlling.
Okay. I give her a look of like, no, not right now. Wait.
She kind of looks at you with sad puppy dog eyes and licks her chops, but
yeah, a little bit of drool comes down.
Yeah, just like, but she obeys. And so the smell lingers, but eventually disappears as you ride up towards the castle. The castle itself is not a huge castle compared to the standards of most other castles in this world. But it provides plenty of room for balls and festivals to happen. But right now, the castle is empty, save for a lot of guards and knights and soldiers who are surrounding the perimeter and manning every imaginable door and wall. Way more than you're used to seeing than for all the times you've been into Beach. As you go through to the main gates of the castle and hop off the horse in the main quarters, the kind of the courtyard area, Avira hops down and motions for you to follow her into the main castle.
Okay, so we hop down and kind of look around, shake the dust off. We're following, but I'm not, you know, finding a prince is not my largest priority in life. So I'm not as urgent as she is walking in, kind of like taking everything in. I'm also very uncomfortable with being surrounded by walls. Cities do not agree with me.
That checks out. Lady Pinto Bean struts, kind of holding her head high, her wings kind of outspread in a show of, look at how luxurious I am and how fancy and how beautiful, giving you a bit of a smirk as she can tell you're a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But she begins following Avira into the castle doors. As you walk in, you can see there are dozens and dozens of soldiers inside this main hall. It seems extra, but with this king's son just being kidnapped, it seems appropriate. You can see at the end of this hall, upon a large throne, the short dwarven form of the king himself. And as Avira draws closer to Rolf Stonesworn, she drops to one knee and bows her head before looking back up at him and saying, Your Majesty, I've brought Elaida. And she bows her head again. What do you do?
I wave. I wave.
This is not the first time you've met the king. You've met him before. In fact, saved his life as he passed through your forest in carriage when all of his soldiers and knights were defeated by assassins attempting to murder him. It was just a small caravan of knights and soldiers that he was guarded with, and they were taken out by a large group that you managed to defeat. And so the king, of course, you were an incredibly talented fighter. This is the only reason the king really knows how to find you. He very much appreciated you that day. And as he sees you, he waves back, familiar with your sort of mannerisms, and stands up and turns to Avira and says, Thank you, I'll handle it from here. And he walks towards you. Later, my friend, I need you to find my son.
Okay. That's all you got for me? Like, I'm going to need a little bit more information than I need you to find him.
Of course, of course. What we know is the soldiers that were on duty just
happened.
They have
to be fired because they obviously didn't do their job.
They have been.
Oh, okay, good.
They were banished, to be precise. But they saw an individual leaving the castle with some package wrapped up tightly in some sort of like tarp of some kind. But it was approximately the shape and size of my son. And then one of the maids happened to go into my son's room and he was not there.
Okay, I'm seeing several problems here. First of all, why did your guards not stop the suspicious man with the suspicious package? Why did they just, like, let him go? Second of all, why is your maid going into your son's room in the middle of the night? That is sketchy.
It wasn't the middle of the night.
Oh.
Yes, it was late at night, but my son was still awake. The maid was sent in to put him to bed and to prepare his bedchambers. I do. I come and tuck him in. The maid just prepares his bed, warms it up, make sure
it's... Warms it up?
Like, providing one of those heaters with coals in it, you know. I'm sorry.
What are you talking? Coals in his bed? Maybe he ran away. Like, I'm not hearing great things about the parenting going on in this castle. And I understand that you are a king and you probably have a lot on your plate. I do understand that. But what? Coals in his bed? Are you kidding me? What did he do to you?
There is a contraption there. We put coals in it. It does it goes underneath the bed itself, and it keeps it warm during the night. It doesn't actually set the bed on fire, or there's not coals in his bed. It's a contraption that just uses the heat from the coals to warm the bed. It's fancy, which I understand you're not used to.
Yeah, no. Okay. They saw someone steal your son, did nothing about it.
They did run after, but they this individual hopped on a horse and rode off quickly before any of my guards were able to follow them.
What was this person wearing?
Very dark clothing, apparently. None of them could get a good look. Most of it was just a silhouette.
I have taken out a notebook, and I'm writing in Sylvan, because I cannot write in Common. I'm writing in Sylvan. These notes down so that I have them for later. Okay, dark clothes. What did he smell like?
I don't know. I didn't bother to ask any of those guards that question. I still have. I have one of them here if you would like to question him.
Yes, yes, that would be ideal. Yes, please.
He turns and waves to another one of his soldiers, who brings forth the guard who has been stripped of armor and weaponry. He seems to be very crestfallen, and his face is incredibly upset. Yes, he's obviously very ashamed. But he approaches us.
I'm sorry. What can I do to help? What do you want to know?
What did this guy, this kidnapper, smell like?
Smell like? I mean, I don't know. I didn't really get a chance to get close enough to smell him.
I look at Lady Pintobean like, can you believe these guys?
She just rolls her eyes and gives a little...
Well, if you ever have a job again that involves guarding something valuable, be careful to remember what things smell like, because then you can track the smell that lingers more. Okay, listen. The Pinto, do you? Never mind. Okay, never mind. What size was this person?
Like
average, tall?
Like average, yeah, like 5'8", 6'4", anywhere between there. I'm gauging all of this from, like, 30 feet away. It's really hard to tell.
That's a close distance.
At night, when it looks like it's just a silhouette walking?
Okay. Well, how did they walk? Were they walking? Were they limping? Did they have a nice strut? Did they look like they were trying to work it, you know?
They were walking, they were running to their horse.
Okay, and you didn't think that was suspicious and think, maybe I should chase that person that's running with a suspicious-sized package.
I did, and okay. I alerted the other guards, but this person was too quick.
Okay, you said that they were 30 feet away. What is your speed? Surely your speed is 30 feet. Come on, like...
They took the dash action. They were just too fast. I couldn't catch up. And then they were on their horse, and we couldn't catch them.
What direction did they head?
I mean, out of the city, but they were heading kind of to the east once they got out of the gates.
Okay. Can I inspect the prince's rooms? I want to see if there was any trace left behind for this person.
Rolf, the king, steps forward and says, yes, of course. Come, follow me. And he leads you through the castle towards the prince's room.
While we're walking, I would like to ask, is there anything that the prince would have had on him that when I get close to finding him, I could, use it to recognize him?
He had just fairly simple clothes, nothing too extravagant.
But like a ring or like something that would have had your insignia or...
No, he wouldn't wear anything of that, but he does have a scar that runs along the base of his neck around his collarbone.
Okay, I'm looking specifically for an object that I can locate.
He had a sort of stuffed animal that he liked to carry, but that, I don't know if he had it on him. It may still be in the bedroom, but that...
Okay.
As DM speak for, you can't use the locate object spell to help you solve this one.
Well, I do have to be within a certain distance.
Yes.
It would just be like once I get close to the prince, it'd be more helpful. But okay, see how you're gonna be, sir.
Yes. So you're led up to the prince's room. And when you get inside, it's clear that there has been signs of a struggle. The prince obviously attempted to fight back against whoever assailed him. There are some toys on the ground that are broken.
Now remind me how old the prince is.
Like 12.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's still young, but he's got he's not like an infant or a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's clear signs of struggle, and... there is an open window with the curtains flowing in the breeze coming through. Very clear signs, like a very stereotypical scene of after a kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. Can I guess, roll investigation to see if I find anything that might have been dropped or left behind by this assailant?
Absolutely.
That is a 22.
Whew, rolling well tonight. All right.
Well, I do have a plus 10 to investigations.
So. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Is that one of the ones you have expertise in?
Yes.
Whew, man, nice. Cool. So, with that investigation check, you're looking around this room, you're checking under the bed, you're checking around corners, and you're not really finding anything of note aside from some broken toys, but you see just next to one of the chests where the prince kept his clothes, there's a small nick in the side of it that's clearly it was chopped away by something, and there's just a little hint of red on it.
Blood? I dab it with my finger and then touch it to my tongue.
Oh, so you taste it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a con save.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
With advantage.
Okay. I rolled a 3 and a nat 1, so...
Oh, no.
For total? 6. Yeah, I got a 6 total. I got a 6 total. Which is not going to save me, I'm sure.
You dab it to your tongue, and then you immediately just fall to the ground asleep.
No! Oh, no! What have I done?
So you are unconscious. Lady Pinto Bean, in this time, comes over and starts, like, jumping on you and licking your face. It says, wake up! Wake up! The king calls for a doctor, a cleric, to arrive. And
oh, gosh.
It doesn't take long. It's only a few minutes later that you wake up and there's a cleric casting healing word on you, and Pinto is licking your face.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so you come to.
A potion was used on your son to put him to sleep. I think I know what happened. I think I know. I wake up like, oh, I know what happened. Like, I'm gonna pretend like that was totally on purpose. Like, anyway, I'm like trying to get up as quickly as possible and act like I'm completely fine. Like, I totally meant for that to happen. Stumbling around the room, like, your son was poisoned. No, he was put to sleep. With this here potion, it's a sleep potion.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have any enemies? Do you have anyone who would want to take your son that you know of?
Well, first off, why did you put that in your mouth? What did you think it was?
To be honest, I thought it was a sleep potion. I just needed to be sure because sometimes you can't tell and you just have to try it out. And I really needed a nap. If I'm going to be real honest, I really just needed the nap because it is a hard life living alone in the woods. And sometimes you just need a rest because all this pressure is on you to protect the world from evil, and then the king calls you in to save his son, and he has no information for you, and he won't let you locate objects, and I just needed to sleep, okay?
Go ahead and roll deception.
I think I might need to do it again. Okay, that is a dirty 20.
Okay, he believes you, for sure.
Yeah, well, I do feel like that was a good performance.
That was very good. The DC was very low after that performance. So he says, okay. Well, it's good that you found how he was taken, but did you find anything else?
Well, are you not going to answer my question first? Do you not have any enemies?
Oh, well, I've got many enemies. Yes, I've... could name them. I'm a king. Of course I have enemies.
Yes, but anyone who would want your son for a particular reason?
Well, I imagine they'd want my son for ransom money or trying a way to control.
Was there a note left?
No.
If there's no ransom note, then we need to assume that they're not going to give him back.
There was no note, no.
Okay. Any reason your son could have coordinated this attack in... to escape, but because, like, you're putting burning coals in his bed? You know, like, any other things that you're doing that are questionable parenting that I need to know about?
I don't...
Because I'm going to be real honest, if he did this of his own volition, I don't 100% know if I'm going to bring him back.
No, there would be no reason he would want to leave on... I mean, maybe he'd want to go on some sort of adventure or whatnot, but not because we're mistreating him. No, I love my son. The coals are to help him sleep at night so his bed is warmer.
It's a dwarven thing. I just don't really... Okay. Was there anything else taken from the room besides your son? Any valuables that they took with them?
No.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I guess... Oh, payment. Payment. That is an important thing to decide first before I officially accept this job. The nap was for free. I will not charge you for the nap. The new special I'm running.
One free nap for me.
You know, it's a slow season. I'm just trying to get some deals in before business picks up. Okay. I'm so sorry, guys. Oh. I'm so sorry to everyone who's listening to this chaos.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay. I look at Pinto. What was our price?
Lots
in Sylvan. I'm saying it in Sylvan.
Yeah. She responds in Sylvan. Lots of meat.
No, but how much gold are we asking for?
I'm not really great at math. I never really, studied or went to school.
You had one job.
Yeah, I'm not good at it. I didn't learn math in school. I didn't go to school.
Dragon wings.
That doesn't mean I know how to do math. Yeah, that doesn't mean I know how to do math. How much is meat? 100?
1,000 gold. We will take 1,000 gold.
He says, do you not want more? I can give you
yes, we want more. That was the advance of 1,000 gold in case we need to buy supplies along the way. We will take 5,000 gold when we return with your son.
That is a very good deal. Of course, yes.
10,000 gold. Yes, but 1,000 now.
Yes,
and then, assuming we return successfully, 10,000.
All right, so 11,000 in total.
Yes, yes, one plus yes.
All right, and he snaps his fingers, and a guard brings over a sack, and plops it in your hands, and it jingles nicely filled with coin.
Here's your advance, and.
I pick out a coin and I sniff it.
Smells like metal.
Cool.
Please hurry. I would want my son back alive. I assume that you may need to ask some of the village and the townsfolks along the way if they've seen a rider in darkness.
Sir, do you not trust me to do my job? That is my job. I know what I'm doing.
Of course. I'm sorry. Please find my son. Go, please.
Yes, that is what I'm doing. Can I have a horse?
Of course, yes. And he walks you down to the stables. Please take your pick. And you can see a variety of horses. But this is where I'm going to let you decide what your horse looks like.
Oh, cool. Is there a dappled one? You know how Pinto has dapples on her nose?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look for one that looks as close to Pinto as possible.
So a Pinto breed horse?
Sure, yes.
Yes, there is a dappled Pinto breed horse. Is quite lovely, quite cute.
Okay, that is the one that I pick, and I name it. What do I name it? What is its name? Does it have a name already? It probably already has a name.
No, this is one of our ones we have not named. It's new. You may name it. Congratulations! You get to name your own horse.
The pressure. Okay.
10 years later.
This is my lovely horse, Tortilla. To be fair, do tortillas exist in this world? Because I may not be naming my horse. It might just be a nice name, Tortilla.
You know what? Tortillas don't exist in this world.
Cool.
So Tortilla
do
sounds
pinto
like
beans?
A... Pinto beans, yes.
Ah, okay.
Tortilla,
my horse.
He says Tortilla, my horse.
Do I get to keep Tortilla?
Of course. Named Tortilla. Pinto breed horse named Tortilla. That's what I have written down in my notes now.
Cool. So, but
Yes, of course you can keep the horse. Do you need anything else? Rations, equipment, what do you need?
Yes. Yes, I need many, many rations. Pinto, you have been very picky of late. We want meat. We want meat. And we should probably throw in some veggies and some fruit. And
are you kidding me right now? Veggies?
For me, I gotta eat a balanced diet to keep this figure.
Okay, fair. But me, meat.
Okay, well, yeah, I said meat twice, so I think they're gonna get that. Those breadsticks smelled really good earlier.
Yes, get like a few
breadsticks.
Get a lot of those.
A lot of breadsticks. Okay. Can we get one of those like all you can eat salad bowls? Listen, if you're gonna let me do this, I will be here for the rest of the podcast listing out foods because I am actually hungry right now. So I do believe you need to move this forward.
You get all the food that you need, all the equipment you need, rations. You're also provided with two common potions of healing. So write that down. Yeah. And then you are sent on your way to begin this epic journey to find the king's son.
Destiny? Timothy.
I'm going to let you keep trying to figure out what his name was. Did you not write it down?
Destin? Dustin.
You're close. Tristan.
It wasn't Destin?
You're close with Destin.
Dresden? Dressing. Salad. Ranch.
It was Destrin.
Destrin. Okay.
Oh my gosh. With that, we will continue next time. Picking up with Elaida, continuing her epic quest to return Destrin, the Crown Prince, back home.
If he wants to.
Consent is key here. Oh, goodness. With that, thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed this time. We'll be continuing this epic journey for quite a few more episodes, I think. I think we got some good time here. I hope you all enjoyed. Thank you to Arcane Anthems for our theme song and our outro song. Fantastic it is. And thank you to Red Queen Hales for the image of Pinto you see as our logo that Anna here put together with a bunch of other things to make it look fancy and professional.
Yep, that's us.
Fancy and professional.
Oh gosh. We want people to stick around.
Anyways, thank you all so much. We hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. Bye.
Bye.